The Salvation Army's Christmas kettles are as much a hallmark of the festive season as wreaths, candy canes, and snowpeople in front yards. It's the season of giving, and putting donations into the kettles is one big way to give and help keep the community strong. It's also the church's major fundraiser, which makes it a super important tool to fuel so many of its social support programs, explains Captain Bra Rowe, community ministries officer and pastor of the church. It really keeps us operating around the year, she said. And what a year it has been, she suggested, offering a recap of how the pandemic has highlighted the importance of the church's work. Our numbers definitely have gone up steadily since COVID, in people coming in to access our services. That's help with rent, with utilities, with various different bills. We've had some really awesome conversations with some of our clients who are looking to change their career paths because of COVID, looking to do something different, and maybe need a little bit of assistance in RAE certification in a different kind of line of work. We're really, really excited to be able to walk with people through that type of journey as well, she continued. We're able to help people in different ways, and that gets us excited, because it really helps us understand that we're really meeting the needs of people, which is what we're here for. The Salvation Army strives to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and to meet people's needs without discrimination, and help effect positive transformations in communities. Rowe said the church looks to complement other programs and services in the community, filling gaps where they might exist. We're not looking to duplicate what the food bank does, she offered. With two meeting rooms and a good-sized gymnasium-type space, the church can do some things the food bank can't. Recently, they've been working to respond to ample community feedback looking for services for youths. The church recently hired a youth outreach worker. Right now, his task is starting up a brand new youth drop-in center out of our building, which will officially be opening in January, but for the last few weeks, he has run a basketball drop-in program on Tuesdays. He's seen great success. We're so excited that the youth are wanting to come. They're looking for a place. At a recent meeting with the St. Albert Chamber of Commerce, the church received other feedback about fostering new youth businesses. There's a lot of opportunities, and we have big dreams for the future of what it could turn into and what more services we can offer the youth in our areas here. The church offers other family services, helping moms and dads put food on their tables and clothes on their kids with vouchers and other assistance efforts. There's a seniors ministry that offers vital socializing opportunities, and a moms and tots program that hopefully will start up again in January. All of these efforts and more are funded by the church, which means the church really relies on its major fundraising through the Christmas Kettle campaign. Their sights are set on bringing in $400,000 before December 25. Look for kettles at the following locations to make your donation. Superstore St. Albert Center, Safeway at Inglewood, Pearson's, your independent grocer, Walmart, Save on Foods at Village Landing, starting November 26, Costco, starting December 10, Kettle Coordinator Crystal Hansen highlighted Pearson's, your independent grocer at 925 Street Albert TR. The owner there is fantastic and really involved in the community. He's opened up his doors for us this year, she enthused. It's a new location that needs volunteers to fill time slots to ring the bells. We have a lot of shifts to fill, and our return volunteers come back because they believe in this campaign. It really is a great way to volunteer to help out. It's just your time. Even if you could do one shift, it's usually 2 hours, she said. She also noted that businesses, organizations, and even schools can adopt a kettle by booking a day or even half a day, filling all of the shifts with their own members, staff, or students. In return, the church will give each a shout-out with a sign-up on the top of their kettle stand. Anyone wishing to volunteer their time can call Hansen at 780-458-1937. People can also donate money by calling the church directly or by visiting its location at 165 Liberton Drive. The church deeply appreciates anything people can give in these difficult times. We're really looking forward to be able to just be really good stewards of their generosity and really give back in the areas in the ways that are going to be meaningful for the community, Rowe said.